What's News? I'm Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal in New York. Drug makers have drawn the attention of federal prosecutors who are probing whether the free services the companies provide to doctors and patients are illegal. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some top news headlines. President Trump Friday challenged Christine Blasey Ford's account of an alleged sexual assault by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh when they were teenagers. Mr. Trump's more confrontational tone came as Republicans were talking with Dr. Ford's team about having her potentially testify next week. In a tweet, the president wondered why charges were not brought by Dr. Ford several decades ago when the incident allegedly took place. He had previously confined his comments to praising Judge Kavanaugh, saying Dr. Ford should be heard and urging that any delay in the confirmation process be limited. Two of the newest iPhones, the XS and the XS Max, went on sale Friday, with predictable scenes of customers around the world lining up outside Apple stores. Customer turnout will go a long way toward determining Apple's results over the next year. Though iPhone unit sales have stagnated, Apple has delivered record revenue by increasing prices. It has extended that strategy this fall, jacking up the price of the top-end XS Max model to $1,099 from $999. The new handsets, which feature Apple's largest screens ever, are designed to encourage upgrades from older devices. Also hitting the stores was Apple's new Series 4 Apple Watch. Elton John agreed to re-sign with the world's largest music company, Universal Music Group. The contract with John, who kicked off a three-year-long farewell tour earlier this month in Allentown, Pennsylvania, includes recordings, music publishing, merchandising, and licensing for his catalog spanning five decades, and any future music for the rest of his career. Financial terms weren't disclosed. By re-signing with a major label, Sir Elton passed up the chance to release his music on his own, a path that other artists like the Eagles and Garth Brooks have pursued. Coming up, drug makers are under the microscope for offering free services. The big drug makers are under federal scrutiny over whether free services they provide to doctors and patients are actually illegal kickbacks designed to induce sales of their drugs. That's according to a Wall Street Journal review of securities filings. Here with more on this story is the Wall Street Journal's Peter Loftus, who joins us via Skype from Philadelphia. First, Pete, name some of the big drug companies being targeted by federal prosecutors.
Sure. The companies that have gotten inquiries from the Justice Department include Sanofi, Gilead Sciences, and Biogen.
Some of these companies are being sued, right? Including whistleblower lawsuits?
Correct. Yes. A number of companies have been sued, including Gilead and Eli Lilly, as well as AbbVie. And AbbVie is the company that did face a whistleblower lawsuit that made these types of allegations. And that whistleblower lawsuit served as the basis for a new revised lawsuit that was filed this week by the California Insurance Department against AbbVie, basically making accusations that the company's services amounted to kickbacks.
And this is a lawsuit that is quite significant, isn't it? More so than others? It could have more impact?
Yeah, it caught a lot of attention as opposed to some lawsuits coming from private plaintiffs. This one is coming from a government agency, a state agency in California, and it got a lot of attention. And the type of activity that's outlined in the lawsuit that the state is saying is improper is relatively common activity among a lot of different drug companies. And so there's sort of a view that even though the lawsuit was just against one company, that it could have broader implications. And it sort of highlights that there is this broader government scrutiny of these types of activities.
Well, what are some of the services that the drug makers provide that are being targeted?
Sure. These are services that I think many people would hear about and say that, well, that sounds very helpful. And so they include things like sending nurses to visit patients. These are nurses that are hired often by contractors of the drug companies, and they can either, you know, answer questions on the phone that patients may have about their disease or about a drug, or they can even include things like in-person visits to the patient's homes. Say if they're starting on a new drug and it's an injectable drug, they can train the patient how to self-inject and answer other questions that might come up.
And there are other services that they provide, according to your article, including defraying copay costs, providing disease education.
Right. The copay costs, that's an issue that has come up in the past. There have actually been legal settlements in the past year or so between some of the drug companies and government investigators, where the government was basically saying that the drug companies would help patients pay for their insurance copays for a prescription. And that was sort of like a kickback, and that it could be viewed as, even though it's helping that patient in that moment, it could be viewed as sort of a way to just encourage continued use or new use of certain drugs, where the insurer is going to pay the bulk of the cost. And because a lot of these drugs are quite expensive, there's argument that these kinds of tactics that are helpful actually help to inflate overall healthcare costs.
Right. It boosts healthcare costs overall by basically selling these higher priced drugs that people may or may not be able to afford.
Correct. And one other thing that's being alleged in this sort of more recent round of scrutiny of these kinds of services is helping with paperwork to get insurance coverage for these drugs. Because some of the drugs are so expensive, some insurers have responded by putting up certain restrictions, like maybe requiring advance approval for a prescription before they'll agree to cover it. And that can involve a lot of paperwork. And so some of the services provided by the drug companies include helping patients or doctor office staff with that kind of paperwork.
And let's be clear, according to your article, the federal anti-kickback statute prohibits payments to induce drug prescriptions or other medical care that is reimbursed by government health programs.
I think there's a distinction to be made in terms of, like, when most people hear kickback, they think money under the table, a cash payment, or treating doctors to dinner or something extravagant.
It could also include services, right? Is that the point?
Yeah, and I think that is sort of the basis of this newer line of scrutiny, that things like nurse visits and helping with insurance paperwork, especially in the California lawsuit, they argue that that is valuable to the doctors because that saves doctors time and money that they or their staff might otherwise have to put into certain activities. And so therefore, in the view of the government, it could be construed as a form of a kickback.
What is the status of the suit brought by California against AbbVie?
That was just filed this week by the state. And so it'll probably be some time before that's fully litigated, ending either in a settlement or a dismissal of the suit or even a trial judgment.
Wall Street Journal reporter Peter Loftus joining us from Philadelphia via Skype. Thanks, Pete.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal.